Hi guys, and welcome back to my channel. I'm so excited to be with you today because today I'm talking all about how to fail-proof your marketing content. Yes, and so if you want to learn how to fail-proof your marketing content, definitely go ahead and keep on watching. But before I dive in, let me go ahead and just say, please subscribe, right? The button is right there and it's free, y'all. So hit that subscribe button, give this video a big thumbs up so that I know to keep this kind of content coming for you guys, all right? So today we're just gonna dive right in. I'm excited to go through this. So we're gonna dive right into this content. So the one thing that I'll say is I believe that it is so important to have a fail-proof content marketing plan. And the reason why I say that is because on my previous video, I talked a little bit about the importance of having an editorial calendar and like what that can do for your business and how that can kind of set your business up for success. And so I think that creating that time, right, like creating the time to just sit down and be able to plan out your content, be able to plan out what it is that you're doing, it truly is key. As you're creating a brand and you're wanting to show up consistently, yes? So the first thing that I want you to think about when planning your content, your marketing for your business, is I want you to establish a content planning day. I have my notes here, guys. But I want you to establish a content planning day. And what is this? This is a day that you're actually planning in your business. You're sitting down. It's like maybe you have the vibe is good. You got some good music. Some coffee, maybe a little something stronger. No, I'm just kidding. But you have some coffee, something to drink, right? And you're just vibing out creating your content. I especially love to do this when I have social media content, especially if I'm working on client work. I love to just have my music. I love Sade, having that playing in the background, and just taking it from there. So you can definitely do that in your business as well. So have a content planning day. And when you do this, I recommend that you also free yourself from distractions. It's easy to start something, to start planning, and then it's like your phone rings, and then you're talking to your grandma or something for 4 hours, right? Like, you know, so make sure that you definitely are in a space where you're able to hone in and kind of focus on what you're doing in that moment, which is planning content for your business, right? And then also, I think it's important to have ads, right? And so this is something I think I'll do a full training on, but especially online ads are really great for marketing your business. And I think that as you are focusing on a fail-proof marketing plan, ads need to be a part of your budget. So I want to challenge you guys, if you're watching this and you're a business owner, I assume you are or aspiring to be, that you set aside a budget. You know, it could be small, it could be a small budget, but set aside a budget that you will utilize to actually begin working on your business and promoting your business through ads. I believe Facebook and Instagram, great place to start. Absolutely great place to start, okay? You know, I mean, Google ads are fantastic as well, but that's a great place to start. And then the third tip that I'll share is you really need to understand your ideal client, right? And I'm going to say this a lot on my channel. You guys are going to be sick of me talking about your ideal client. But why is this important? This is important because when you're creating a fail-proof marketing plan, you know, if you don't really get who you're talking to, if you don't understand the needs and the problems that you're solving of the person that you're talking to, guess what? You are not going to get the results. You could have the best content. You could have the best products, etc. You're not going to get the results you want, right? So focus in on who you're actually serving, but more importantly, what problem are you solving for the group that you're actually serving? Does that make sense? Awesome. So I hope that this video was very informative, to say the least, and that you at least took away a couple of nuggets that you can start fail-proofing your marketing plan today. If you guys want to work with me one-on-one, or if you want to learn more about the Mac Institute, our content development, the events that we host, you can head over to themacinstitute.com. You can find all the information, great resources as well on my website. But I also want to encourage you guys to join me inside of my private Facebook community, which is the Mac Institute Hub, which you just type in the Mac, M-A-C-K, Institute Hub, and it will pop up on social media. All right, so listen, thank you guys so much for watching, and make sure you hit that subscribe button, give this video a big thumbs up, and I'll talk to you guys on my next video. I'll talk to you later.